Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across this great country of ours and around the world, I'm Ron Barr. Good to have you with us for this hour of America's Sports Talk Show. How did you enjoy the NCAA tournament over the weekend? Three number one seeds are still left. The defending champion, Villanova, of course, is gone, knocked off by Xavier. So we're all ready for the Sweet 16 coming up this weekend. Speaking of NCAA basketball, the women are in action tonight, and so we'll give you the scores that we have a little bit later on in this hour. But I can tell you that there's been one upset, and the University of Connecticut, which never loses, easy time with Syracuse. They beat them by 30 points, 94-74. So I'll give you those numbers just a little bit later on. Fan poll question, last day for it. We're asking you about resting players who are not injured in the NBA. Fans are getting more and more upset with this, but I'm sorry. I think the NBA brought this upon themselves because you just can't have back-to-backs and have to travel cross-country sometimes. In the case of the Warriors, they had to play five games within 8 days. And so you fans say, yeah, it's okay to rest them, and 37% of you say no, 63% saying yes. By the way, for the second time in 5 years, the NFL's overtime rule could be undergoing a drastic change, and we could see some more ties. Now, apparently the competition committee is set to propose a rule at the league's annual spring meeting that would reduce the length of overtimes, and if that rule were to pass, the overtime period would be shortened from 15 minutes to 10 minutes for all regular season and preseason games. But for a proposal to become an NFL rule, you got to get 24 of the 32 yes votes. And if the overtime rule proposal were to pass, it would have no bearing on the playoffs. The postseason would still operate with an overtime period that runs for 15 minutes. Now, I said this after what happened in the Super Bowl this time around between Atlanta and New England. Each team should at least be able, I don't care if you score a touchdown or not, be able to have at least one possession on it. We're going to spend some time. I'm going to share with you my interview with the late Lon Simmons. I'm here in San Francisco, and I used to listen to Lon all the time, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In addition to that, he also broadcast the San Francisco 49ers games for a long time, and his tag was "Tell it goodbye when a player hit a home run." We've got you on Sports Byline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
The Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown has a new member. It's Lon Simmons, and Lon is the winner of the Ford C. Frick Award. He is just the 29th broadcaster to receive that award. And Lon spent 26 years broadcasting the Giants, another 15 seasons calling games for the Oakland A's, and he also broadcast the San Francisco 49ers for 26 years. Simmons was famous for saying, "Tell it goodbye," when a player hit a home run.
Mays, the batter, with Hunt at first. Here's the pitch to Willie.
Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back, way back, way back. Tell it goodbye, number 600 for Willie Mays and the bye-bye Baby Bonanza. And the Giants come to home plate to greet him. Number 600 for Mays. He hit it over the 370-foot mark. A standing ovation here in San Diego for Willie.
ESPN broadcaster and Giant broadcaster John Miller, who as a kid growing up in Hayward, California, listening to Lon Simmons, said, "I just wanted to hear Lon's voice. That voice was synonymous with Major League Baseball. I didn't care what Lon said. I just wanted to hear him say it." Lon Simmons joins us on Sports Byline. Lon, I know you were reluctant about having people work in your behalf to get elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and a lot of people did it out of the pure love for you and also the enjoyment and appreciation for your professionalism. What was your reluctancy in that?
Well, I did not feel that it was an award, if you had to campaign for it to begin with, that also I didn't feel that I qualified to be in the Hall of Fame, and I felt that unless you yourself thought that you deserved the honor, it wouldn't make much of an honor. But when they changed the rules about voting on new inductees, they this year for the first time had the fans vote from a list of 100 and some candidates. And when the fans in San Francisco voted so much for me and took so much time and effort to do it, I felt that if I had meant that much to them and they were willing to do that much for me, that the least I could do was accept it and graciously and go in, even if my feelings haven't changed, that I don't belong along with Hodges and Scully and Carey and Buck and people like that.
You were a baseball player of some note yourself, were you not?
Well, the note was a very sour one. I hurt my arm very early. I was a pitcher. I hurt my arm very early. But the hitters were going to keep me out of the majors anyway.
How did you gravitate toward broadcasting, Lon?
It was sort of a convoluted story. My wife, who passed away, unfortunately, at an early age, was a lot sharper than I and a lot more determined, and she found out how you had to, what you had to do to get into broadcasting, to get into a small station. One of the things you had to have was a first-class license from the FCC, and which for which you had to take a test, and the other was to be able to speak English. Well, I wasn't much on electronics, so I studied the question and answer book and went down and took the test from memory and passed it. And then I went to Elko, Nevada. They had an opening there, and I showed the guy my FCC first-class ticket and then read some lines for him. And he said, well, the two things that we wanted were the you had to have the license and you had to be able to speak English. You've got the license, so 50% is good enough.
And you first announced baseball, I understand, for a semi-pro league in Marysville, California. Is that right?
I had they had a great semi-pro league there, and they played twice a week. And I was they wanted me to pitch for the Yuba City team, and I pitched three innings of a preseason game, and then that was all was left in my arm. I just couldn't do it. But I was making $300 a month at the radio station, and they were going to pay me $50 a game. Which was going to be a pitch twice a week. That was going to be $100 a week, and I almost cried when my when I couldn't throw anymore. But that, then our station broadcast the games, and so I got that was my first play-by-play broadcasting of baseball on the air.
You came to San Francisco, though, in 1957, and it was not with the Giants because they didn't come out, of course, until 58, but it was with the San Francisco 49ers, right?
That's true. KSFO was purchased by Gene Autry in the end of 56. And Bill Shaw, who came from CBS, was put in as manager. And I got a call from him that a friend of mine had mentioned my name. I got a call from him in January of 57 to come up and talk to him. And he wanted me to, he was interested in me taking over as news director. And I said, well, there are two things wrong with that. Number one, I don't want to be a news director in a new city. It'd be awfully tough. And number two, I don't want to be a news director. I'd rather be a sports announcer. And he said, well, we're going to get into sports heavily. And if we do and we need somebody, we'll call you. Well, I went back to Fresno kicking myself all the way that I didn't take a job in San Francisco. But in June, I got a call from Bill, and he wanted a tape, and I sent it to him. Then I got another call, and he said, come on up. I'd like to talk to you. And I came up, and then I got the job. And they then had the 49ers, and so I went to work on the 49er broadcast with Bob Fouts. And then the Giants made the move west, and the KSFO got the rights along with Falstaff to broadcast the games. So only Russ Hodges came out with the Giants, and that put me and the KSFO wanted me in there, so I made it.
Baseball comes to the West, of course, in 1958 in both Los Angeles and San Francisco. I wasn't aware of the fact that you're the only man to announce debuts for each of the Giants' three San Francisco ballparks, Seal Stadium in 1958, Candlestick Park in 1960, and, of course, the new SBC Park at that time, that's what it was called, in 2000. Talk to me about that first year with the Giants on the West Coast in San Francisco. What was that like?
Well, it was sort of hazy because that was my first year in the major leagues, and I tell you, it went by fast, and I was so excited that I wasn't always aware of what was going on, I don't think. But it was marvelous to work with Russ Hodges, who was just a super guy. He was probably the most unselfish guy that I've known in a broadcast booth, that he let me do things that he knew would be my first opportunity to do them, even though they were milestones, and he could have sat in there and announced them. He let me do them just so that I could say that I'd done them. And then he even came over when the baseball season was over to do color for me on the 49er games, because he knew that would help me because of his name.
Willie Mays, of course, part of the Giants coming out from New York to San Francisco, and that is where the friendship of Lon Simmons and Willie Mays began. When you first saw him, what was the first thing that struck you about Willie Mays?
Well, that he struck the ball. growing up in Southern California when I was a kid, I was a New York Giant fan. I don't know why, but I was. There was Pacific Coast League ball in Los Angeles then, and I was also a Los Angeles Angel fan, but I was a New York Giant fan, and Carl Hubbell was my hero. And then when Mays joined the Giants, well, he became somebody that I was really interested in and concerned about, and then I got to meet him in spring training, and Russ was close to Willie, and that let me in with Willie very quickly, and we got to be close friends and played a lot of golf together. And he, just watching him play was unbelievable. People ask me who's the greatest ball player ever, and I said, I can't tell you, but I can tell you the greatest ball player that I saw play, and probably say that there wouldn't be anybody greater even if I hadn't seen him. But Mays, for the players that I saw, was the greatest.
We have about a minute before we have to break, Lon, but you have said that one of the great...
The doctor gave me 2 weeks.
So one of the great moments in your broadcasting career, which we played a little bit earlier, was his 600th career home run. And what stuck with you about that?
Well, I don't know that the 600 stuck any more than any of the other ones, except that he was the second one to reach that goal. And I broadcast Willie's 600th. I broadcast Henry Aaron's 600th because it's hit against the Giants. And then I was there at Pacific Bell, which was Pacific Bell then, Pacific Bell Park, when Barry Bonds hit his 600th. So I was lucky enough to be around for all of those. I don't know what that did except give me a few more wrinkles. But anyway, it was nice to be on hand when that was done.
Lon Simmons, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll take a break as we continue across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, the Internet, Sirius Satellite Radio. We've got you on Sports Byline.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork, and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is America's Sports Talk Show. Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Taking a look at the scoreboard in the NCAA women's tournament, it was number one Connecticut by 30 over Syracuse, 94-64. Number two seed Stanford, 69-48, better than Kansas State. Also another number two seed, Duke, was knocked off by 10th seeded Oregon, 74-65. Louisville down Tennessee, 75-64. While in the NBA, Charlotte dribbles past Atlanta 105-90. Hawks suffer their fourth straight loss. Batum and Walker each had 16. Philadelphia also falls to Orlando 112-109. Magic win this one despite shooting only 36% and hitting four threes. Vucevic had a double-double with 26 points, 13 rebounds. Indiana 107, Utah 100. Pacers had six players in double figures. They hit 10 threes. Tig with 21. George added 19. And it was Boston 110, Washington 102, as the Celtics had a pair of 30-plus point quarters in winning their 45th game, Isaiah Thomas leading the way with 25. On the ice, Buffalo 2-1 over Detroit as Eichel and Molson scored Sabre goals, and Toronto doubled up Boston that final 4-2. That's your sports update.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal-winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Montesino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
Lon Simmons, Hall of Fame broadcaster, has joined us on Sports Byline. Let's share with you another great moment.
One strike pitch. Swung on, hit deep to right. Going back is Clemente. He is looking, and you can tell it goodbye, a grand slam. Willie McCovey's 13th grand slam of his career. Willie McCovey has just grand slammed as the Giants have scored six times. Nice to have you back, Stretch.
Stretch and Willie McCovey, a part of the Giants as well. Willie Mays and Willie McCovey, those two. Your thoughts on both of them, but particularly Willie McCovey, Lon?
Well, as I look back, you know, baseball, each generation has its heroes, and that's, I think, why that I was voted in to the Hall of Fame by the San Francisco people, that the kids growing up, they connect you with the team that they love, and so consequently, if you stick around long enough, you're included in their family. And that's the way baseball is. When I was a kid, my dad taking me to the ballpark, it was like walking through the mirror, the looking glass, you know, and going into a wonderland, and to see the ball field and the people and the lights and the players, and then you could hear the players shouting. They all used to yell encouragement to the pitcher, and you could hear them, and it was just the atmosphere. Well, as you grow up, you carry those images with you. So it was always like walking through the looking glass when I went to the ballpark. And my daughters grew up, and they got to be great baseball and football fans because of the people that were in it. They're still friends with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Jimmy Davenport and Juan Marichal and Orlando Cepeda. They love them, and in turn, the other ones love them. And McCovey was such a great hitter and a great player as far as that goes. He was an outstanding first baseman and could run better than a lot of people thought he could. And just, you know, knowing these guys and then having them as my friends as they left baseball and then as I left baseball, and I told them the other day, I said, you know, when I watched you play, I said, I wasn't sure that you guys would be in the Hall of Fame, but I was pretty positive I would be. but it's just been a joy to have those people a part of my life. It's one of the things that makes baseball what it is, that so many of the people that are in it are good guys, and you enjoy their company, and there's so many stories and so many things that happen. I remember Willie Mays in spring training. We used to hate to drive to Tucson because it was just a two-lane road then. They've since made a big freeway there. But so Russ and I decided instead of driving that we'd fly. And so Willie Mays came over one day and said to Russ and to me, are you guys flying to Tucson? And we said, yeah. And he said, how many engines has that plane got? And that was before the jets. And Russ said two. And Willie said, that's not enough. And so he walked away. And Russ said, well, it's just as well he doesn't go. He says, because if we'd have crashed, they'd have said Willie Mays and others killed and crashed.
You know, you grew up in a time in broadcasting, and I think it lends itself, Lon, especially in baseball, where broadcasters had a signature comment, the signature being usually when something exciting happened. And yours was tell it goodbye. How did that come about?
Well, I can't say for sure, and I don't remember when I first used it. But I do know that it was sort of something close to Russ's bye-bye baby. And I couldn't, of course, use that. And I sort of felt that maybe something that had goodbye in it would work. And that is why I said that. But I really, honestly, can't remember the first time I said it, whether I did it the first year, whether I did it in spring training that year, or when. But it was just something that I modeled because a guy that I admired had a call like that. And the reason that Russ said that he had that call, he said that a lot of people listen to baseball games. Some of them listen to part of it. Some of them listen to all of it. Some of them listen to it intently. Others listen to it in the background. And he said the ones listening to it in the background, every time he said bye-bye, baby, they were alerted to the fact that the Giants had done something big. And so that brought them around, that brought it to their attention. So he felt that it was an attention-getter for people who were just casually listening, who wanted to just hear the score once in a while, but also wanted to know what was happening and didn't have the time or were doing something where they couldn't listen intently all the time. And so it worked out pretty well.
You had three stints with the San Francisco Giants, and after the second, you found yourself going across the bay to Oakland to be part of the Oakland A's broadcasting team.
5-4, the A's trail, but runners at first and third with one out. Henderson's going, didn't have a big jump. Throw to second, he has it. A 100th steal for Ricky Henderson. Ricky has equaled his all-time best at 100, which is the American League record. His next steal would establish a new all-time American League mark. And the fans standing and applauding Ricky, who has had quite a game tonight. Although he has just one hit, he has made a couple of brilliant catches.
Lon, we often hear about ballplayers jumping from one league to the other and that it can be a difficult transition. For you going from being National League baseball announcer to American League, what was that like for you?
Well, it was difficult for several reasons, because there are prejudices in the league. People in the American League, some of them don't think much of the National League, and some of them in the National League don't think much of those in the American League. And consequently, I got a little heat from some people from the American League because I was coming over from the National League. Fortunately, that went away after a couple of years. But I faced it, and I imagine the ballplayers, I'm sure they have to face that issue, although maybe not as much now because there is so much moving around. It used to be that everybody had that feeling that the player that played for their home team was their adopted child, and anything that he did to hurt them or leave them was sacrilegious. So it was more difficult then. But I did have a problem the first couple of years when I moved over there. It wasn't until just recently that I found out why I moved back and forth so much. I found out that each of the clubs was trying to be the last one to fire me.
You started working with another gentleman that is well known for his abilities in broadcasting, Bill King, and he once said, even in the most difficult circumstances, he found something that would tickle your funny bone. You've always had that sense of humor. How did you incorporate that into your broadcast?
Well, it was something that I never had a broadcasting style or never considered myself a really professional broadcaster. I just sort of wanted to talk to the people. And it's like when I get in trouble sometimes. I go out to the golf course or I go to a restaurant. I speak to strangers and lay some lines on them. and it works out most of the time. But some of the times they give me that look like that I'm out of my mind, which is probably halfway right anyway. But I just sort of started incorporating it, especially when a ball game was getting dull, when the home team was losing, and the team I was broadcasting for was losing. So you want to hold the listeners as much as you can, and you try to say things that will make them wonder, what's he going to say about this, or what's he going to say next, or whatever. So consequently, I said some things I wish I could immediately get back, but you can run right down that wire as fast as you can. You can't catch up with them before they get out on the air. And other times I said things that I thought were really funny and nobody paid any attention to them. So you don't always, it doesn't always work, but sometimes it works that people follow your sense of humor and they think you have one that's worth listening to.
In about 20 seconds, is there a challenge to being also humorous and entertaining, but also being thoughtful and respectful of the game?
Well, yes. I didn't never made fun of the game, really. I just made fun of circumstances. I didn't make fun of things. I tried to say funny things about the game. As Tim Raines was with the Cubs, White Sox when they were playing the A's, and he was ill and stayed at home. So I just said that Tim Raines in pain stays mainly in Des Plaines.
Lon Simmons has joined us on Sports Byline, and you can understand why he was such a great broadcaster. We will continue talking with Lon about his career as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint, And during Pro Appreciation Week, all pros get gold status with 20% off pro-grade paint, stains, and primers. Plus, 5-gallon buckets of Kills 2 latex primer start at just $69.94. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And during Pro Appreciation Week, pros that paint save even more with gold status. Now through March 26th. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Lon Simmons, Hall of Fame broadcaster, is with us and you on Sports Byline.
3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit to deep left field. That one is hit way back, way back, way back. Tell it goodbye. Terry Steinbeck in his major league debut, his first major league at bat, becomes the fourth A in history to homer in his first time at bat. And the Cleveland fans giving Terry Steinbeck a hand here.
Lon, when you think about your career, and of course we talked about McCovey and Mays with the Giants, but when you were over with the A's, I mean, you were with some great ball players. I mean, you just think about it. Terry Steinbeck, Dennis Eckersley, who's in the Hall of Fame now as well, Mark McGwire, Canseco. What was that like for you?
Well, there were some great ball clubs. Tony La Russa had an outstanding club and managed it very well. It was a lot of fun. Tony became a great friend of mine, and so did McGwire, and so did Eckersley, and Carney Lansford, Terry Steinbeck, and several Tony Phillips, that's why I quit. Nouns and names are starting to escape me. But a lot of those guys that also became close friends, and I told Eckersley, I called him to congratulate him when he was named, and then he called me to congratulate me. Eck grew up in the Bay Area over in Fremont, and he congratulated me, and I said, sure, nice going. You're going in the same year I am, so nobody will pay attention to me. But it was an outstanding team, and here's a team that 3 years in a row twice won over 100 games and once won 99, I think it was. And good guys. I had a lot of fun with them, and great ballplayers. The one disappointment, a real disappointment in my life, was Jose Canseco. Had Jose applied himself, I think that he would have broken darn near every hitting record. Maybe not the 56-game hitting streak, but I think all the rest of them he would have broken.
Well,
he was one of the best athletes I've ever seen. When his early years, he could out sprint in short sprints, like from second to third, all of the speed guys on the team, and as big as he was, he could hit for distance. Everybody laughed about his outfielding later on, but for a couple of years when he played right field and he was interested in the game, he was the best outfielder in baseball, had as good an arm as anybody, as accurate as anybody. And there wasn't anything he couldn't do. Steal bases, he went 40-40. He could do all those things. But he just, maybe it was too easy for him or whatever, but he just didn't apply himself, and all of a sudden he lost those faculties.
I think you remember as well as I do. I think the hardest baseball I've ever seen hit, and probably would have gone the farthest of any baseball I've ever seen hit, playoff game against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto, after they had opened up that new stadium up there. And remember where that ball was? It would have not come down until it hit Newfoundland.
Yeah, well, it went up in the fifth deck, but he had another one in that same series where he hit it off of the face of the restaurant in center field, which was really high up, and it was a mile out there, too. I mean, he killed it, and the thing, we're talking about guys killing the ball, but you mentioned McCovey a while ago. McCovey's greatest impression on me was in Pittsburgh, where the center field fence was something like 58 feet. And Willie, in a game that the Giants had to win, where they still had hopes of winning the pennant, hit a line drive off Steve Blass that went over that 458 mark, and it was still getting a little elevation as it went over. But that was maybe the hardest hit ball I ever saw. But Canseco certainly hit two of them that were hard hit. And then Ricky Henderson, you played the thing about Ricky stealing the 100th base, and he went on, of course, to set an all-time record in total steals and season steals. But Ricky was underrated, I felt, as a player. About the only thing that Ricky couldn't do was throw. He didn't have a very good arm, but he guarded the left field line so well that hardly any of the runners were able to take second base on him, even though his arm wasn't strong, because he got there and covered that. He was a fine outfielder. He was a great base stealer, of course, and he set a record for leadoff home runs, and he also could hit to all fields. So he was one of the players that I felt was underrated in a lot of people's minds.
I'll tell you another thing for those people around the country and around the world. One of the things that made Lon such a great announcer is that he was able to do more than just one sport. I alluded to it a little bit earlier. 26 years as the play-by-play broadcaster for the San Francisco 49ers.
Third down. Montana to throw. Throws long for Rice down the sideline. He's gone to 30, to 20, to 10. Touchdown, 49ers. A 77-yard touchdown pass to Jerry Rice. Boy, and it is stunned silence here in the Meadowlands.
One of the things that I think interesting about your career as the broadcaster for the 49ers, Lon, is that you saw the good times, but you also were part of the bad times as well. And I made the comment that when Eddie DeBartolo owned the team, it was almost like with the Kennedys in the White House in Camelot. What were the bad times like with the 49ers?
Well, the bad times were all right because the people and the players were all great. The Morabitos, who owned the ball club, Lou Spadia, were friends, and they were certainly good guys and trying their best, and they actually had some good teams, but all of a sudden, you know, when they had Frankie Albert playing, they were an outstanding team. They had John Brody came in, and I've always felt that Brody didn't get the credit he deserved. He came in the same year I did in 1957 with the 49ers and was a heck of a quarterback. Kidded John one year saying, well, you're supposed to get rid of that ball in 3.7 seconds, but you don't have a back who can get the line of scrimmage at that time. And he was a fine quarterback. In fact, was MVP of the league one year. And he just I would have liked to have seen him with a great team, and I'm sorry that John has been incapacitated by the stroke he had, because he was a great golfer and enjoyed it so much that I know it eats away at him to not be able to play the sport that he loves so much. But he was a super guy. And then Hugh McElhinney, Leo Nomalini, Bob St. Clair, all guys that were good friends of mine, and Dan Colkiko, and then later on Joe Montana and Dwight Clark, and people like that that were fun to be with and were great athletes. The Bay Area has been blessed by having some outstanding teams, and even more by outstanding players.
1977, a 31-year-old young man from Youngstown, Ohio, Eddie DeBartolo Jr., becomes the owner of the 49ers. 1979, Bill Walsh, finally at the age of 49, gets his opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. And after that, of course, over a 10-year period, Bill Walsh wins three Super Bowls, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Jerry Rice, and the names go on. I said it was a little bit like Camelot. What indeed was it like, because you were with the team week in and week out as their broadcaster?
Well, it was interesting the fact that when Eddie took over the ball club, that he was new in the sport, and some of the people that he had advising him advised him wrong. And that was about how the past should be treated. And they took out all the photographs and mention of the previous players who'd built the 49ers. And when Walsh came in, he said, look, they're part of our history. They're part of our background. They're the reason that we're where we are, that we're proceeding into the future. So I want them honored, and so all of a sudden everything was put back in, and Eddie DiBartolo, you know, he had everything that he did was top of the line. I mean, he got fined a couple of times for what he gave the players and all the front office for after the Super Bowl wins. He'd give them vacations and money to spend. he did everything, and he wanted you to win. He wasn't out there to lose. But when you did win, you were rewarded for it, and it was a fabulous time. And when I announced the 49ers, I used to try to tell it the way it was, and when it was bad, I tried to tell that. And he was standing behind me one game of the Rams, and I hated to lose the Rams. And we were generally behind in those days, 55-0, by the time they finished the anthem. And so Eddie was standing behind me, and I'd turn off the microphone and say some things about what was going on the field, and he heard all these things. And so he was really upset, and he told my producer that he was going to talk to the radio station, and he didn't talk to me. But anyway, I guess he thought it over, and the week or two later, we were in Atlanta, and the game was over, and I'm walking out in the parking lot, and he called me over. And I thought, whoops, he's going to tell me he's tired of my act. Well, he said, look, he says, I was upset the last time, and I'm sure he thought the things I was saying were going over the air because he was standing there and he could hear them. But anyway, he said, I was upset, but I understand that you have to do the job that you're supposed to do, and so you just go ahead and broadcast the game the way you feel it should be broadcast. And I said, Eddie, I know that if I were the owner, I'd probably feel the same way. It's like a child that you have that you want everything good said about it and everything good for it. But I said, I really appreciate you coming to me and saying that. And from that time on, we were very good friends, and everything worked fine. But when you have a team like that and when you're winning like that, everybody feels that there's no way you can lose. In a couple of years, they lost games that they weren't supposed to, and they were greatly surprised by it. But I said to Bill Walsh one time when I think his team was 2-14, and I used to have to do a show with him before during the week, and I said, Bill, I know you're feeling bad about what's going on, because he was agonizing about this season. I said, you think you're a good coach? And he said, yes. I said, do you think you know football? And he said, yes. And I said, all right. I said, now it's your ball club, and you're just now getting the chance to step into it, to make it your club. And he had that great draft where they got Lott and Wright and all those people, and before you know it, they're in the Super Bowl. And the reason they were in there, because Bill was so good, and he got players who were so good, and he only wanted players. He wasn't afraid to get rid of a player that he thought was damaging the club, regardless of how much ability the guy had. He wanted people that were good people who could play.
Lon, I want to thank you very much, not only for your broadcasting career, but the kindness you showed me as a young broadcaster as well, sportscaster, and for what you've given fans and everybody. You deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and I thank you for sharing your career with us and with millions of people around the country and around the world.
Well, I want to tell you now, Ron, that I was two-faced, because I might have treated you good to your face, but I just didn't think much of you at all.
Thank you, Lon. Take care. Continued good health.
All right, Ron. Thanks. Nice to talk to you. Good luck. It's good to hear from you.
Lon Simmons, Hall of Fame broadcaster. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Lugo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Another check of the numbers in the NCAA Women's Tournament. Connecticut, the overall number one seed by 30 over Syracuse. Also Stanford, Oregon, and Louisville all pick up victories and advance on to the next round. NBA numbers, Charlotte 105, Atlanta 90, as Batum and Walker each had 16. Orlando prevails over Philadelphia 112-109, and the Magic win this one despite shooting only 36% and hitting four threes. Indiana runs past Utah 107-100. Pacers had six players in double figures, and they hit 10 threes. It was Boston 110-102 over Washington. Celtics had a pair of 30-plus point quarters in winning their 45th game of the season. Houston also slips past Denver 125-124. Harden with 39 points, including the game-winning basket with 2 seconds left. And also Golden State picking up their fifth straight victory by beating Oklahoma City 111-95, Klay Thompson with a big game with 34. Your ice numbers, Buffalo 2-1 over Detroit as Lehner made 34 saves. It was Toronto doubling up Boston 4-2 and Nashville 3-1 over Arizona. And that's your sports update.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Montesino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with the late Lon Simmons. He passed away in 2015, and sitting here in San Francisco, getting to know him over all the years, not only did he, you know, do the Giants ball games and went into the Hall of Fame in baseball for his broadcasting talents, but he also did the San Francisco 49ers games on two different occasions, and then 15 years with the Oakland A's as well. He had that great voice, I think you could tell from just listening to him, but he also had a wonderful, wonderful dry sense of humor. So Lon Simmons with us on Sports Byline tonight. Be sure to listen to us online anytime. All you have to do is go to sportsbyline.com, hit that Listen Live button. Good to have you with us on America's Sports Talk Show.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.